We are joined here in the media center with the number one qualifier for Funny Car, Courtney Force. Her pass of 3.891 at 330.07 from Friday secured her the seventh number one qualifier of the season. Courtney, you were the number one qualifier here in the spring and now here in the fall. Talk about your success with this track so far.
I mean, it's pretty incredible. Really proud of, obviously, my crew chiefs, Dan Hood and Ronnie Thompson, for giving me a great race car, and, of course, my Advanced Auto Parts crew members. It's been a lot of fun, obviously, all season long to be driving this race car, and getting those number one qualifiers is huge, but we know that we need to make it happen on race day, and, you know, it feels good to be wearing this number one qualifier hat. It was, obviously, a stout run, 389, but we're, you know, we honestly wish we could have run a little bit better in the heat throughout the other sessions. So I'm, you know, a little bummed out, but I think, you know, we're actually just kind of overpowering the track right now, which I guess isn't the worst problem to have. Our car's obviously really aggressive, but, you know, I'm looking forward to tomorrow. This is the home track for Advanced Auto Parts, and really hoping that we can shine and give them a good race day, and hoping to end up in the winner's circle. But obviously a great start. I'm really excited that they can see that, you know, we've got a great race car, a great team, and really a competitive car at that. So really hoping we can get it done, and thrilled to be in the top spot to go into race day for the first race of the countdown.
Any questions from the media?
Courtney, can you touch on the fact that top six in your class were separated by just 0.02 seconds? Can you just kind of speak about how close it is right now?
Yeah, I mean, this this entire funny car category, I think Top Fuel as well, I mean, it's intense out there. I mean, these guys are running some killer numbers, putting them on the board in the heat and in the great session. So obviously we've got our eyes on them, but to be separated, you know, that closely, you know, from just the top half of the field, you know, you're going to have a tough race day tomorrow. So, you know, we've just got to get our team prepared. But my Advanced Auto Parts guys are ready to get the job done. This is the time to turn the corner, and you know, to be in that top spot, it feels good. But we're ready to hopefully knock those guys out tomorrow and go some rounds, because we got to pick up that point, those points, if we want to get that championship at the end of the season.
Courtney, leading on from that, I mean, the crew chiefs have had the spotlight on them a lot in Funny Car lately with the 330-plus mile an hour deal.
Oh, yeah.
But as you just said, the Top Fuel and Funny Car have been won and lost on hole shots a lot lately. How much pressure does that put back on the driver rather than the tune-up?
Yeah, I mean, there's always pressure on the driver and the tune-up. I mean, it's we're one team. It's a full package. You know, sometimes it's, you know, my mistake and sometimes it's theirs, but we all go into this this entire countdown as one team, and that's the most important thing. But every time I go up there as a driver, I don't care if it's qualifying round one or a final round, you know, I try to pretend like this is where I need to have, you know, my best reaction time. I go up there with that mental game that I want to keep improving my reaction times all weekend long. So you know, it's tough. Sometimes I have bad weekends and sometimes I'm great. You know, I'm not perfect, but as long as I'm out there trying my best, I think that's the most important thing. And of course, for me, the biggest thing is I don't want to let my guys down. If they give me a great race car, you know, that's every driver's fear, is letting them down and having to lose a weekend because of something that you you know, made a mistake on. So obviously going into the countdown, everybody has their game face on right now. All these drivers know that they need to make it happen and really can't screw up, and you know, that's what we're ready for.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Courtney, it seems like a lot of these times, you know, you've gone out and you obviously have a real fast car, and it seems like kind of buying that edge too often on Sundays. It's going out and putting out a run like you just had this four sessions. It's about finding the edge now when you have conditions that are really similar to what you're going to have tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, that's the tough thing right now. I mean, obviously, I'm so excited for my Advanced Auto Parts team to be in the top spot. But again, I was hoping we could get a little bit more consistency in the heat. You know, that kind of makes me a little nervous tomorrow because, as you know, these are going to be more similar conditions on race day. But we're going to give it all we got. I think, you know, we can obviously take all the information we've learned from Q1 and Q3 and 4 and get it fixed up. I mean, my team's already back there. I've already talked to my crew chief on the way up here, just, you know, how are we going to get this thing ready to go and ready to battle it out for round one. I mean, you don't want to push, you kind of have to bring these cars back, slow them down a little when it's a hot track like this. And I know that my guys are always really aggressive, obviously, because that's why they have so many number one qualifier hats. They want to be the best car out there. But at the same time, we've got to be smart in the countdown, and we just got to kind of peel this thing back a little and just get a good run down there. Even if it's, you know, just a 4-second run, we just got to get this thing slowed down to get it straight down that racetrack and hopefully consistently through tomorrow.
Thank you, Courtney, and best of luck tomorrow.
Thank you, guys.